In John chapter 4 and verse 24, we see here the words of Jesus saying to the Samaritan woman, God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The two pieces that Jesus put forth here as how we are to worship God comes forth in a very simple way. One, we must worship him in truth, which means there must be the right actions. We must do things the way God has set them forth, but there must also be the right spirit, which means the right emotion, the right coming from the heart worship, the right zeal and passion, doing things from the heart the way that God would want us to. And so both of those are required when we worship God and when we come before him, whether it be on Sunday or Wednesday or whatever opportunity that we might have throughout the week to worship God. It must be done the proper way, the right action, but it must also be done in the proper spirit, the right heart. And so we must consider that when we consider our worship before God. And there are examples throughout the Bible that show us how we should worship God with a proper spirit, and examples of those that did not do such and the outcome of their actions. I want you to consider in Acts chapter 5 the example of Ananias and Sapphira. As they had sold property and they were bringing some of the proceeds to the apostles that those funds might be distributed, they had the right truth, the right action. They were giving how they should be giving. They were giving to the Lord for the benefit of Christians and for the benefit of the church. But we see here in that account what they were lacking, and it was the right spirit. What they had done, they actually sold, and then when they were asked how much they sold it for and how much they're giving, they gave a different amount. They said they sold it for some amount, and really they had sold it for a greater amount, and so they had held back part of that. And so what was wrong was it wasn't from the heart. It wasn't the right emotion. They weren't being honest and earnest and forthright with what they were giving. They gave in truth, they were giving, but they lacked the right spirit. They lacked the right emotion, the right attitude behind their gift. And so, actually, they were struck dead for lying to Peter and to the Holy Spirit. And so we see the consequence of their failure to worship God, their failure to give with the right spirit, cost them their lives. I want you to consider also in the Old Testament, in 2 Kings chapter 5, the example of Naaman. Now, he comes to the prophet Elisha to be cleansed of his leprosy, and Elisha tells him to go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. Well, what was his attitude? Well, he said, aren't there better rivers? Aren't there cleaner rivers from my home country of Damascus? Let me go wash in them. And his attitude, again, wasn't what it should have been. And eventually it took the convincing of his own servant for him to actually go to the Jordan River and dip those 7 times. And he was cleansed of his leprosy. But throughout, we see an improper spirit. He lacked the right attitude. He lacked the right heart. And it was not the right desire and earnesty to do what he needed to do from the prophet Elisha. And so we see that he missed the right spirit. I want you to now consider in Micah chapter 6 the words of the prophet in relationship to how we must have spirit and truth. In Micah chapter 6, beginning in verse 6, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings? With calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? With 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression and the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with the Lord your God? And so we see that those even in Israel and the Old Testament had failed to do that which was according to the heart. So we see we need both truth and spirit when we worship God.